It's hard to say goodbye, especially if you may never get to speak to that person again. That's the case for the students and teachers who were at Stateville Correctional Center near Chicago. The prison closed this fall, and because of Illinois Department of Corrections policy, some of those pursuing higher ed degrees were transferred away from their teachers with no contact allowed. IPM's Emily Hayes has more.
Each time DePaul University professor Christina Rivers entered the classroom to teach, more of her students were gone.
And because I can't interact with them when I'm not there, I can't reach out and say, hey, who's leaving? You know, let me say goodbye, or I can't email them goodbye.
Rivers couldn't bring herself to say goodbye in person either. In her second to last class, her icebreaker question was about what the class meant to everyone.
Kleenex was needed.
Since 2016, Rivers has taught at Stateville Correctional Center, which had some of the worst conditions of any Illinois prison. This spring, Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the facility would be torn down and rebuilt. Transfers of the men incarcerated there started in August.
Even if they were on the list for that day, if they were transferred out at 8 o'clock, we get there at 10:30, they're gone.
The Illinois Department of Corrections says most of the 109 students enrolled in Stateville's higher education programs were transferred to a facility that supported what they were doing. But Rivers noticed about a dozen of DePaul students were not transferred to its future site, Hill Correctional Center in Galesburg.
Some were real stalwarts, constant participants, real consistent participants, did substantive work, and it's still kind of sinking in. I'll never get to see them again. I'll probably never get to work with them again unless they get out.
Starting in 2012, DePaul University led an inside-out prison exchange program in Stateville. The goal was to bring incarcerated and free students together to learn as equals. But they don't have equal relationships with their professors. Illinois Department of Corrections policy does not allow volunteers to, quote, socialize or fraternize with any individual in custody. They can't communicate by phone, electronic mail, or letter, or disclose their phone number or email. In an email, IDOC said the policy is designed to ensure the safety of volunteers, individuals in custody, facility staff, and the public.
For me, like, logically, it should be abolished.
That's Joseph Dole.
It's all based off of myth, you know? They're just, like, assuming you're in prison, so you're always trying to, you know, do something criminal with every conversation.
He was transferred from Stateville to Pinckneyville Correctional Center in Southern Illinois. He says the policy makes it hard to maintain the positive communities created in the classroom.
So it's like they're constantly trying to dehumanize us and keep us away from, you know, like people we've spent decades with. There's people we've been in classrooms with for 5, 10 years.
Joel says the no-contact policy should be abolished because mentorship and community helps people to successfully re-enter society when they are released.
If I get out tomorrow, who do you think's going to help me get on my feet and be a part of the community and help solve social issues?
In 2000, Dole was convicted of murder based on an Illinois law that holds people accountable for the actions of others. He has maintained he is innocent. While serving his life sentence, Dole has completed a bachelor's degree, co-founded a nonprofit, published 3 books, and authored bills for the Illinois legislature.
A lot of us are making up for shit lies we're leading out there. You know, we're on the streets and, you know, doing whatever stupid things as kids. And now we're more community-minded. We're more, you know, focused on the health of the community, society.
He says that's been hard to do after his transfer.
As soon as we transfer, we can't be involved in those causes because we can't maintain contact with the people that were giving us access to do that.
And the no-contact policy affects professors, too. At Stateville, Dole was in DePaul's public policy think tank with Christina Rivers. Other professors we spoke with said they were worried about even mentioning any student names on the record for fear they wouldn't be allowed back into prisons to teach.
They're so scared of the IDOC just banning them for no reason. You know, it's like they always have that power over them.
The Illinois Department of Corrections also declined to comment whether there's any appetite to change their no-contact rule. It's possible that Joseph Dole will be able to reunite with Christina Rivers and the other professors and volunteers he's worked with if he can be transferred to Hill Correctional Center. If that happens, he plans to become a teaching assistant again.
When I was teaching classes in Stateville, I'm making $1,500 a class. You know, I'm using that money to hire a lawyer now, and I use that money to buy Christmas gifts for my daughters and my grandson.
Rivers says that while it's hard to realize she may never work with longtime students again, she's looking ahead.
We'll be taking in all kinds of new people, and I'm totally looking forward to that.
Dole is allowed to petition for his transfer to Hill on December 10th. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.